This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation for MES Solutions. MES number 211-240-07591. Employer insured FedEx Freight, client Sedgwick CMS Hunt Valley. Exam date 5/20/24. 1:15 p.m. Case type psychiatry. Claim number 4A230585RK900001. Okay, a review of records. Is a separate a dictation. So Matthew Nicolau is a 48-year-old male of a Greek descent. He's married and resides with his sons and wife. He was employed by FedEx and was injured during a delivery on 5/8/2023. He had been working there approximately 10 years on a full-time basis at the time that this injury occurred. At a stop, a broken pellet. Became difficult to move. He said he pulled a metal band, which injured his left hand and his elbow. He underwent surgery for a reparation for repair on 10/18/2023. Unfortunately, postoperatively, he became agitated while under the influence of anesthesia. And during that period of agitation, he apparently fractured his left hand and injured his left shoulder. He had injured his right hand 1 year earlier, but underwent a successful surgery and had tolerated anesthesia at that time. He now reports being in a pain daily. With a deepening degree of a depressed mood. A new paragraph. A patient reports some symptoms of depression, obsessive thinking, helplessness, feeling overwhelmed, worried about the future, and tearfulness. In that setting, he sought psychiatric help and attended Harris Psychiatric Group. He's seeing Janine DeSimone, who's prescribing mirtazapine 15 milligrams at bedtime, sertraline 50 milligrams daily, and a diazepam 5 milligrams at bedtime as needed. He denies past psychiatric history other than a consultation five years ago. He denies alcohol or drug use, denies family psychiatric history or substance abuse history. Past medical history is unremarkable, besides the orthopedic injuries cited above. Social history: his parents are living. His parents are of Greek heritage. His wife has been very supportive. He enjoys spending time with his sons and family. He's distressed about his daily pain, as well as some waking. He describes undergoing a debridement. And he's very nervous about the surgical repair that might be required. His current injuries, with the doctors being nervous about possible future reaction to anesthesia. He also describes anxiety, tearfulness, and how much he would like to feel better than he does. Mental status exam, he looks younger than his stated age, good eye contact, cooperative, attentive, mood, sad, tearful at times, affect, congruent to mood, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, denies auditory visual hallucinations, denies paranoia or delusions, admits to some helplessness, denies helplessness, he's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment, fairly good. Okay. I believe the psychiatric diagnosis. His current diagnosis is depressive disorder due to another medical condition. He's being prescribed Effexor 75 milligrams daily and gabapentin 100 to 200 milligrams at bedtime. by Dr. King, which does seem reasonable. They also noted that he has some excessive worrying, and that his last appointment decision was made to cross taper him from Effexor to Lexapro, 10 milligrams, which I thought might be more helpful for him, for some of his symptomatology. He'll be seen again in 4 weeks. A decision was also made to try Remeron for sleep at 15 milligrams nightly. Okay, next paragraph. Questions. Diagnosis. Is it properly stated and supported by objective findings? Yes. Two. History of injury and subsequent treatment. Yes, his injuries were outlined, as well as their treatment. Three, does medical documentation support a causal relationship between the accident and the injuries allegedly sustained by the claimant? Yes, I believe it does. Is there any history of prior injuries and pre-existing conditions that were aggravated, or do they impact the current injury? I think the main injury that he underwent surgery for does impact on his most recent orthopedic difficulties. What is the claimant's current medical status? My understanding, he's been temporarily 100% disabled from an orthopedic point of view. I would say from a psychiatric point of view, he's 50% disabled at this time. Are medical services, treatments, and diagnostics medically necessary and related to the injury? As I believe, psychiatric assessments, psychiatric medication, and psychiatric appointments, as well as psychotherapy appointments, are indicated in this situation. What is the claimant's current medical status? I can only speak to his psychiatric status, and I believe he's suffering with a 50% temporary psychiatric disability at this time. Is further treatment, further diagnostic tests necessary? If so, explain what time frames. I believe he should continue at least monthly psychiatric visits and medication assessments. Can the claimant return to work with or without restrictions? I don't believe he can return to work at this time. I would reassess that in 6 months. In accordance with NYWC regulations, please list each medical and specific dates of service including physical therapy and other notes. See review of records, please. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2D4E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I've reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. Psych IME to address the issue of causal relationship to the original hand laceration injury and extension of subsequent elbow injuries as related solely due to this claim versus non-related or separate personal issues that are not workers' comp injury related. If so, how is it related? Apparently, his current injuries took place while recuperating. Took place while recovering from anesthesia for his surgery for his workers' comp injury. And therein lies the connection to workers' comp. I do not believe there are separate personal issues that are affecting his recovery from his present injury. I suggest he consider a anesthesia consult from a specialist so that he could safely get any necessary further orthopedic treatment. Is he disabled from work due to any causally related conditions? Well, the psychiatric condition is secondary to his orthopedic condition. And one could say that he is disabled from work due to his psychiatric condition at this time. What are the restrictions or degrees of disability? I believe he has a 50% psychiatric disability. And the restrictions are not being able to be in a work setting currently. Can he return to work from any causally related conditions, if applicable? I can only comment on the psychiatric related condition, and I'm saying that he needs more time and medication titrations before he would be able to work from a psychiatric standpoint. I would suggest a reevaluation in 6 months with continued treatment. If causally related, what is the future treatment recommendations? I recommend medication management monthly and psychotherapy every 2 weeks, ideally. He has not reached MMI. Perhaps after 6 more months of treatment, this could be reevaluated. Thank you.